WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
When sociologist Elijah Anderson moved into his West Philadelphia neighborhood in 1975, he found an idea for a book literally at his own doorstep. Streetwise is a study of two urban neighborhoods, the integrated one Anderson lives in, which he calls The Village, and the nearby ghetto neighborhood, which he calls Northton. Critic Maureen Corrigan has a review.
For 14 years, Elijah Anderson did fieldwork in The Village and Northton communities. Both poor and wealthy people live there. So do WASPs, Jews, Irish and Italian Americans, gays, aging hippies, newly arrived Southeast Asians, Pakistanis, and middle-class blacks like Anderson himself. He spent hours on the streets talking to people. He hung out at bars, laundromats, and school board meetings and got to know everybody, from small-time drug dealers to community activists. Anderson wanted to see if all these people could relate to each other as individuals, apart from their groups. And what he found out is they usually can't. But fortunately, this non-revelation about the alienation of city life isn't the only enlightenment that Streetwise offers. Anderson dissects everyday urban rituals, like walking the dog or navigating our way down the street, to show how racial and class prejudice affect our behavior. He videotapes street corner scenes and interviews pedestrians and demonstrates that everybody, whatever their skin color, becomes more alert when a young black man walks toward them. These street situations are the same in all cities, but Anderson's observations about white racism in The Village are especially poignant because that neighborhood is supposed to be more tolerant than other places. In the 1950s, Quakers established integrated housing there. Later, 60s counterculture and university types moved in. But Anderson says that over the past two decades, the people in The Village have distanced themselves from one another. They've come to value personal protection more than they do diversity. This change in The Village has been fueled by even more drastic changes in nearby Northton. Once a black working-class community, Northton has been leveled by drugs and unemployment. Anderson speaks with a lot of Northton residents, and although sociology books like Streetwise don't usually make for spellbinding reading, these interviews are chilling. Anderson tells of one elderly woman who protects herself from local gang members by baking them birthday cakes and giving them cough drops for their cocaine-induced coughs and sniffles. He also interviews a white cop in Northton who tells him that, within a mile of this police station, there are thousands of abused children. The future is a tornado waiting to happen, and it's going to tear us apart. Anderson's book is targeted to city dwellers who haven't chosen to run away to the suburbs yet. But he doesn't have many fresh solutions to offer. More jobs, better schools, decent housing. Given the devastation Anderson finds in Northton, you've got to wonder what solutions can save our cities. Because if a book like Streetwise can be said to have a moral, it's that the destinies of gentrified and ghetto neighborhoods are as concretely linked as the streets that connect them.
Maureen Corrigan teaches at Georgetown University. She reviewed Streetwise by Elijah Anderson.